We pray. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and through thy word to us draw near. Amen. It's hard to be alone when you're in pain. So it usually happens that when we are bearing our pain, we also want to share our pain. We do this by talking to our friends about what we are feeling. The more pain we're bearing, the more pain we are sharing. Somehow it makes it a little easier to bear when we share. That's okay when it comes to pain. We should be willing to share the pain of others by listening and sympathizing. We even have a hymn that talks about it. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. However, what about our guilt? Surely we do not want to bear our guilt alone. We want to share it. The problem is found in the way that we often share our guilt. We do it by trying to make others feel guilty for what we have done. In the years when I was president at ILC here, I experienced this. The faculty would discipline a student for something that the student did. The student was actually guilty. However, he did not want to bear the guilt. So he tried to share the guilt. He tried to make, for instance, the faculty feel guilty for what they did in discipline. He might have done this by complaining to other students, by getting them to sympathize with him. It's not fair. The faculty doesn't care. They forgot what it's like to be young. Or she goes to her parents and whines, perhaps even persuading them to go on the attack against the faculty. Instead of bearing the guilt, she shared the guilt in an attempt to make herself feel better. Does it sound familiar? We are all tempted to do it. It comes from that evil side of us called the old Adam. The old Adam hates it when we are made to feel guilty. And he suggests to us, what you did is not really that bad. Or, other people are doing things that are worse. Or, why don't you just laugh about what you did? So the old Adam says, don't bear the guilt, share the guilt. Make others feel guilty for what you did. Make others look more guilty than you look. Then you'll feel better. Blame someone else for what you did. Well, that takes us back to Adam and Eve. Adam blaming Eve. Eve blaming the serpent. Actually, Adam blamed God when he said, the woman that you gave to be with me, she gave me to eat. You gave her. The fact is that guilt is hard to bear. The psalmist wrote, my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. However, to resort to the tactic of sharing the blame or shifting the blame is just wrong. Such sharing amounts to a rejection of the law of God. When I break the law or break the rule, the law of God points to me. You did it. It's your fault. No one else. So the guilt that I feel rising within me comes from the full realization that this is true. So if instead of bearing the blame, I then try to share the blame, I'm telling God, just like Adam did, you're wrong. I don't deserve to get the whole blame. I don't deserve to get the consequences of what I did. Well, actually, it's worse than that. In a sense, by shifting the blame, I'm despising the gospel. Well, how so? 2,000 years ago, the Son of God came down to earth to do what? To take upon himself the blame for what we did. He did not come here merely to share the blame, but to take the full load of it upon himself. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. God made Jesus to be sin. Attempts on my part to share the guilt with other people, shift it around, is like telling Jesus, no, I don't want you to take the full load of my guilt, because I'm not accepting full responsibility for what I've done. There's no peace and joy in that. Trying to shift the blame and make others feel guilty about it. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What you really want is forgiveness. Forgiveness for the guilt that comes from your own actions. Forgiveness. So we should indeed take full responsibility for what we have done. Acknowledge that we are guilty, and then take all that guilt and dump it on Jesus. Lay it on him, and then you will have the joy of knowing the peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace in the knowledge that while he took the full load of your guilt, he gave you the full load of his righteousness. We pray. Lord, help us to accept full responsibility for the things that we do, and then help us to accept the full forgiveness that Jesus gained for us. Amen. Hymn 375, we'll begin with verse 5 and then sing verse 3.